Hey everybody, this is Chris, and I am Imperfectly Poly. Welcome back to the Imperfectly Poly podcast, where I talk about navigating life as a polyamorous person. This is not intended to be a guide to how to be polyamorous, or how to navigate life with mental health disorders or children, or any of the other things that I'm going to mention along the way. This is just my story, and all I can do is tell it, and hopefully you'll gain a tidbit or two, or maybe you'll laugh at me for my mistakes. But either way, I hope you enjoy. Take care. Hey everybody, this is Chris, and I'm Imperfectly Poly. Today, I've got a very, very special guest that I want to introduce to everybody, and that would be my lovely girlfriend, Chloe. Chloe, say hi.
Hi.
So, Chloe and I have now been together for right at a month as of the recording of this episode, and so she has willingly decided to come and join me and say hello to everybody. And I'm extremely grateful for that. And so the question of the day that everyone's going to be dying to know is, how is it dating me?
I mean, it's okay, I guess. No. I mean, I think this past month has been absolutely fantastic. I think that we've done a really good job managing our time. I think that we've been meshing very organically, and I think it's been incredible, and I'm really excited to see what the future holds.
Yeah, I very much agree. You definitely kind of came out of nowhere and surprised me.
Surprise.
Yeah, but a very, very good surprise. And you mentioned managing our time and everything, and that of course has been something for us to deal with over the month is, you know, new relationship energy. Mm-hmm. So I think we both agree that it kind of got us for a minute.
Yeah, I think it definitely got us for a minute, but I think we did a good job catching it early on. I know that we've previously talked about it, and I think it only lasted for a couple weeks before we were able to, you know, kind of get a handle on it and kind of come up with a game plan to make sure that we were managing our time efficiently and we were spending, you know, good amounts of time with our other partners as well.
Yeah, I agree. I know that time period looked like it was basically us always wanting to be together as much as possible.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's only 24 hours in the day and only 7 days in the week. And so our existing partners, you know, got a little bit of a short end of the stick. Mm-hmm. And I think, unfortunately, that's very, very natural. Anybody in poly is going to go through something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I do really appreciate that you were so supportive in us, like, talking about it and finding a better norm.
Yeah.
I can speak for Danielle. I think she's really appreciative of that as well.
Mm-hmm. And I think my other partners as well, I think they were very patient during those couple weeks. You know, I don't want to speak for you, but I think one of my partners calls it shiny new toy syndrome.
Yeah.
But they kind of realized it, and they wanted to be respectful of us trying to, you know, get our everyday footing down. But, I definitely think that having that open communication from the very beginning in our relationship definitely helped, being able to be honest with each other and have those hard conversations and, you know, coming from a place where we're on the same team and, you know, it's us trying to figure out where to go from here versus us, like, you know.
Yeah. And I think the important thing too is it's more than just us, me and you, it's us and our polycule.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I think, you know, both of us are very much into the Kitchen Table Poly, or KTP. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we're trying to steer everything. Mm-hmm. And it seems like it's going there pretty naturally. We've had multiple little big family dinners now. Mm-hmm. Been quite lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's some of my favorite memories of this past month is the whole family together, you know? I mean, I love the separate time that me and you have, but just having the whole family there and feeling all of the love from everyone and just being able to be with each other is such an important part for me with my poly journey.
Definitely.
Everyone being enthusiastically consenting and happy. I love
that word.
And happy to see each other, you know?
Yes, definitely. And I love that you've been willing to let my girls be a big part of it too. Mm-hmm. You just told me recently how you were talking to my younger one, and how you know, y'all had that little bonding moment while I was stuck in the bathroom mm-hmm. for so long. Mm-hmm. When we went to the Fox, mm-hmm. and that was I don't know, that's just, I didn't know that happened, and hearing about it is just so lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think in any relationship, whether it's monogamous or poly, you know, recognizing that there are extensions whenever you do love someone, especially, you know, children and pets. Yeah. And that's a part that I want to explore more. I want to get to, you know your children because they are an extension of you. Mm-hmm. And it honestly makes me respect you so much more just seeing how good of a father you are and hearing it from them as well, seeing how much they look up to you and love you. It's just incredible to watch.
Well, thank you. Now I'm blushing. on that note, we get to have our first little excursion away this upcoming weekend, headed mm-hmm. down to Middle Georgia to see my older one. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be lovely. I'm going to make sure I don't go to the bathroom this time, though, so y'all can't, because I know what she'll say about me. I can't let that fly.
I'm so excited.
But, so, in order for us to keep out of our NRE mess, I know you and I are checking in, mm-hmm. you know, fairly frequently. I think a big part of it too is we have to check in with all of our others. Mm-hmm. How do check-ins like that look for you?
With me and my husband, we make it a point to at least once every 24 hours have a check-in point with each other just to see, you know, as he's exploring his different relationships and him not having, you know, a solidified girlfriend. Just seeing who he's talking to and keeping him up to date on things that we're doing, as well as my other partner. We'll call her M, if that's okay. But with M, I mean, I check in with her. It's more of a friendly versus romantic relationship with her. So it looks a lot like, I don't know, teasing. Whenever we check in with each other, you know, just giving each other shit, catching each other up. But I think it's important to have those conversations frequently. That way everyone feels like they're up to date with each other and no one is feeling left out or not included.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for, you know, Danielle and I, we used to do weekly in-depth check-ins, and those were great because that gave us a chance to talk about the kids, the money, the house, mm-hmm. all of the stuff, and then we pulled our calendars out and did a double check. Mm-hmm. We've got to get better about that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the time this last month or so has been just us hanging out in the garage and, hey, how are things? Mm-hmm. Are you doing okay? What do you need? Mm-hmm. That kind of just more informal. Mm-hmm. And it's been pretty effective.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to reiterate reiterate what you just said, but making sure that partners are feeling included and that they're feeling like they're doing what they need to whenever it comes to their relationships and other relationships. I've heard you and Danielle say, you know, this is an issue. How can I help you best with this issue? And I think that's so important, especially in this type of dynamic like polyamory. So,
yeah, definitely supporting. I think I love that part of KTP where you get not only more people to love, but more people to support you. Mm-hmm. And I think our whole little group has been doing a pretty good job.
Oh, yeah.
I have to say it's one of the things where you got me off the bat. It was just how quickly you and I were able to talk about the hard things. And you immediately started supporting me, my mental health. And that has been just, I don't have the words to say how much I appreciated it. And still do appreciate it. But I love that we've been able to just get down to the hard stuff right off the bat.
Yeah.
That's why it doesn't feel like it's been a month. It feels so much longer.
It really does. I feel like we kind of came into this relationship kind of backwards. I feel like we got into all of the hard stuff and then like a couple weeks it's like, oh yeah, by the way, what's your favorite color?
Right.
But yeah, I think it's been incredible and I've loved being able to support you. And I've also have a history with mental health. I have a history with IOP, and coincidentally, it was exactly 12 months from when I started my IOP that you did yours. So I feel like I was able to kind of help you in that direction just because I had been through it as well. But I definitely agree that having the extended family and KTP and that support system is amazing. Without getting into the nitty-gritty details, me and my husband have been going through a little bit of a rough patch, and not only has Chris been extremely supportive through this whole process, but Danielle has been as well. And I'm so thankful to have not only you, but her in my life as well.
Yeah.
I feel like my cups are so full. Even at my lowest point, I know that I have a solid foundation and a solid support system.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I love that we've been able to be here for you.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, Danielle and I have been through ours. And, you know, we've came out on the other side now. Mm-hmm. It just takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you guys are going to make it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
But what else in this whole poly journey have you enjoyed?
I think besides the support system, just having someone care for you so deeply, being able to, you know, see from a different perspective your day-to-day life and being able to be there and give amazing advice, but also you don't try to control, you know, you let me make my own decisions.
Sure.
Like in this instance with things going on with my husband, you know, you've been such an incredible listener and you've been a great shoulder to cry on. But at the end of the day, you're allowing me to make my own decisions. And I think that's so important.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the main importance for that for me is, you know, I've told you about my past experiences with relationships and how they haven't always been the healthiest. And I think even with us being in not the best situations in these past months mentally, we've still been able to maintain a healthy relationship. You know, we've been able to leave toxicity out of it. And
right.
I feel like what we have is very pure. And I feel like it's been a very solid foundation that we've created so far.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's been, you know, definitely one of my favorite things about you is how you've been able to support me and how I've been safe to be, just be vulnerable and open about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty rare and pretty hard for me. But you've definitely made me feel safe the whole way through. And it's been lovely.
Yeah.
And I think that's built this real hard foundation for us.
Mm-hmm. Only think just because I have a Jeep.
It is because you had a Jeep. Best pickup line ever. First freaking night. What did I do? I walked up and said, I'm going to duck you tonight.
Oh my God. No, you said not to be forward, but I'm definitely ducking you tonight.
Right. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Even better.
Before I had even come forward about me having a crush on you, I had gone home and told my sister about that. I was like, oh my God, this guy said the best pickup line to me. I thought it was so funny.
And I didn't even say it as a pickup line.
I know.
That's the worst part.
That's how you got me, though.
That's true. It worked. Never expected it. But so what are you looking forward to in our relationship? If you had to pick one thing.
It's hard. I think exploration.
I love that answer.
I think we both have a lot of things that we want to experience in life, and I think a lot of those things align.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to dig deeper and get to explore this thing called life with you.
Hell yeah. We definitely have some exploring to do.
Mm-hmm.
Starts with next week. Give you the tour of my old college campus and stomping grounds.
So excited.
And then later on, I know we're going to Pigeon Forge for mm-hmm. Jeep Fest because mm-hmm. we're both Jeep nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else do we have on the docket? We have some concerts coming up.
We got concerts. We are possibly going to Florida in May.
That's true. Yeah.
We have a whole bunch of stuff. In a couple weeks, we're going to North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about that.
Just a minor thing.
Yeah. But
it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it all. Definitely the exploration.
Yeah. And
that's a big one for me, is someone who will go and just do the silly things with me, the crazy mm-hmm. things, the new things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you'll do all of it with me at some point.
But also at the same time, you know, we've had a pretty lazy weekend this weekend.
That's very true.
I've had a great time just spending it with you, so.
Right. No, that's a really good point, because it's not all about go, go, go.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday's lazy day was quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning we've just been sipping coffee and staring longingly into each other's eyes.
Making the dog jealous that we're only giving attention to each other.
Oh, yeah. Penny is an attention whore. But
I wonder where she gets it from.
It's not me. But all right. I don't think I've got anything else. Anything you want to say to the peoples out there?
No, just hope that y'all enjoyed it. Keep listening. Keep tolerating this awesome guy I get to call my boyfriend, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, I'll definitely have you back on.
Well, thanks for having me.
Anytime. All right, y'all. I'm Chris. I'm Imperfectly Polly. See ya.